Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, calling with customer support, giving you a call back. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Marshall Sawyer, and I'm sitting here looking at my credit card statement, and I see two supposedly transactions from Extraordinary Garden, S-U-R, Ohio, I guess, on October 15th and October 21st, one for $7.95 and one for $56.95. I'm wondering what them are for. And actually, I'm questioning if that was actually me making that purchase, too.
Okay, to better assist you, may I please have your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes.
45122.
May I please have your first and last name again?
First name is Marshall, capital M-A-R-S-H-A-L. Last name is Sawyer, capital S-A-W. Y-E-R, no relation to Tom.
Okay, one moment. Let me locate your account.
I know
for
she
you.
Got a little laugh out of that. I hear that little giggle.
Yes, sir.
I do that all the time because it got to the point where every time I called and I'd have to say my name, people were saying, "Are you any relation to Tom?" And, you know, Tom's actually a storybook character.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there are Tom Sawyers out there, but I'm saying the Tom that they talk about, you know, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
Address is 1785 State Route 28, number 32, Goshen, Ohio, 45122.
Thank you for the information. Please allow me just a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I do see on October 15th where you did sign up to get a toolbox, and you only pay shipping and handling for $7.95.
Okay, but what's the $56.95 for?
Okay, so the $56.95, basically, you signed up for an entry to win the toolbox, and towards the end of the trial, you were billed for the $56.95. Now, it stated on the terms and conditions under where you signed up that you have about 48 hours to call in and cancel out your account before you're billed in full for that membership. Now, what the membership consists of is a $125 gift card and a $100 voucher that you can use on our sites for any product.
Okay, I signed up to get a toolbox.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Am I getting the toolbox?
So, let's see. Excuse me. Okay, so I pulled up the website. So let's see. Under the terms and conditions. Okay, so basically, I'm sorry?
I read them terms and conditions, and I see nothing about a $56.95 charge.
Okay, so I did pull up the website, and it says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling. And then it says, if you do not win within 2 days of being billed, you'll be charged to $56.95 monthly. So that's what.
You know something? I done that on Facebook, and I even went through the terms and stuff, and that was not in there. So I tell you what, if I'm not getting the toolbox, all that needs to be taken, all that needs to be put back into my account right now, or I'm going to be going to calling the Better Business Bureau for false advertising, because that was done on Facebook. And like I said, I read every sentence on that terms and conditions, and there was nothing in there that said that.
Yes, sir. It was stated under that page on the terms and conditions. Well, that's
where
I just read it from.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir, I heard you.
It was not. Okay. I want my money back.
Okay, so what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
No,
because those
I want
charges
it all
were valid.
Back. No, no. I want it all back. No offering 50%. It's all. Or I go to Better Business Bureau.
Okay, please allow me just a brief moment to speak with my supervisor about it. And see what we can do for you. Give me just a brief moment.
I tell you what, it's no see what we can do for me. It's do what I just said. Or I do what I say.
Yes, sir. Please allow me a brief moment to speak with my supervisor.
Damn ass bullshit.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that I did fight for you on this. So I did go ahead and fully refund you back that $56.95, and I also canceled out that account for you.
Okay. So You're going to refund the $56.95, but I still have to pay the $7.95.
Well, that unfortunately, I'm unable to refund that part because that charge was valid because of the terms and conditions. But I did fully refund you back that $56.95.
Okay.
Now,
all
please
right.
Allow it. Now, please allow it to show back on your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
That is all.
All right, well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.